Hi everyone, this really is a follow-up to my video on the realities of being child-free in my 40s. As a reminder, I'm Agatha, I'm 41, married, and I have no kids. I never thought I would be talking any more about the subject, and in fact, I expected a bit of a backlash because this subject naturally is quite controversial. But instead, I received over 1,000 amazing, eye-opening, heartfelt comments, and I read them all. It really restored my faith in humanity. I thought that these perspectives really need to be heard. That's why I group them into 5 that I think are most prominent. And what I will also do is I will read out some of the selected comments because I think some of them are so poignant that I think you should hear them. Perspective number 1 is referring to something that I was talking about in that previous video, and that is feeling invisible as a child-free woman in my 40s. Everybody is feeling invisible, including parents. Women were sharing their stories how they too feel invisible as parents. Because of all the commitment that they obviously have to their children, they are not able to spare time for social events or social circles. One user is saying, "I am the mother of 3. I am divorced. I know I have to work until I die. I am invisible too. I wish you all well." Plus, what became apparent is the level of invisibility is really reflected by our environments and the social circles we operate in. Those who don't feel invisible, they usually refer to the great circle of friends that are also child-free, that are like-minded. Hence, they don't really have the pressure of having to explain themselves about not having children. On the other side, those who do feel invisible, they often feel invisible because of, for example, their families pressuring them into either marriage or having kids because that's the value system that they live in. For example, 3-squared design says this: "I've experienced everything you mentioned in one way or another. I'm 42. I do wonder. I am sometimes overcome with grief over never being a mother. I've been treated less than for years by my religious family members who put immense value in being a parent. It's tough." Perspective number 2 is that the image of child-free people online is often wrong. Whenever I hear or see any content or discourse around being child-free, it usually comes down to child-free by choice. Even recently, I saw some YouTube short that was depicting basically this couple on couch, just playing games, watching Netflix, and being kind of careless, showcasing how amazing carefree their life is without children. And this shit, quite frankly, doesn't do us any justice. Because all it does is perpetuates this notion that child-free people are living this superficial life, plus that they have lots of cash to spare. And even if they did, why would anyone want to rub this into a struggling parent's face? I definitely wouldn't. One user has described it really well. I think her name is Mannapuranna2678. She says this: "What annoys me is that even people who are child-free by their own choice, they often picture their lives like a never-ending party. You can read on internet comments of women saying, 'I'm happy, enjoying my life, going out, eating out, traveling, etc.' It gives an impression that just because we don't have kids, our development has stopped somewhere in teenage years and we do not have adult people problems. I do not blame people with children who think so because this is the picture many of us are showing them. I don't have children by my own conscious choice. I do not party every other day. I actually have problems in life like any other people do." Perspective number 3, it's not always down to a decision or a choice. We rarely talk about all the in-betweens, right? Whether you are in a parent or a non-parent camp, the way you ended up in those camps may not have been by choice or some calculated decision. It could be that people simply succumb to what is perceived normal and perhaps have children because that is the only path that they know. It could be that people are still torn and haven't made their decision. How do you decide? How do you rationalize and choose one or the other? It could be the women become child-free because of the years and years of unsuccessful IVF treatments or that the tragedy struck. One user has shared her story. This is what she says: "I am almost 36 and I have tried to get pregnant for 6 years. My life and circumstances are perfect to start a family, but my body won't let me. My uterus, ovaries, and my husband's sperm is all fine, but the universe has decided another life for us. A good life surrounded by children that I love and spend time with every day, but they are not my children, and will they still love me and spend time with me when they are grown up and I am old? Will we then be alone, or will they still consider us as an extra mom or dad? Our intimacy has been reduced to timing and ovulation. I am trying now to just relax and enjoy life and my partner, and I am trying to convince myself that our life will be good either way. It will be, but oh my God, I want children. The grief of not having children is very real. It seems strange to grieve something I never had, but I am grieving the life and the love I am missing out of. And that leads me to perspective number 4, and that is both sides have regrets. I don't think I can really explain this any better than the comments by 2 women, one with child, one without children, that summarize this. This is what Luciana Boff 8546 says. My kid is 3 years old, and despite loving her, I still regret having a kid. It's an unnecessary exhaustion. Probably people that make you feel the way you feel about kids are not comfortable or courageous enough to admit that they would like to be in your place. And then Cheshire XQ2SI says this. I never wanted a kid, probably from the age of 2. And the more people pushed or said, you'll change your mind someday, was enough to never reconsider. I made sure to be with a man who did not want children. I would every year on our anniversary ask, we still good on the no children thing? Recently, way too late in the game, doubts are starting to creep in. But at this point, there's nothing to be done. Besides, I'm not going to upend my entire life because of few doubts. Certainly never thought thoughts like this would show up in my head. I wouldn't change anything though. I at least knew that just because you might want a kid doesn't mean you're ready or should have a kid. And finally, perspective number 5, and that is simply the perspective of men. I absolutely loved hearing from men, and I was fascinated to hear that they too get judged. They too sometimes regret not having children. They too get asked questions of, do you have kids? Why don't you have kids? And depending on their trajectory of life, they find it very hurtful. I want to end with a comment that kind of stopped me in my tracks. And that is from a man whose story almost brought me to tears. This is what he says. 40-year-old black male. Had kids several times, but tragedy struck. Never been married, single, 20-year career, plus a side hustle, best shape of my life, not rich, but not broke. And I get asked this question constantly. It's not that I didn't want kids, in fact, I did. To be honest, I wanted to be the perfect father because I didn't have one. And the harder I tried, the more it was taken away. But it's so true in this video because you are looked down upon. People look at me like I'm an alien. Or when they ask why I don't have kids, or the better one is if I actually admit I'm tired, they automatically assume I live this vain life of partying and drunkenness, as if I'm living irresponsibly. And yes, you do have to be quite defensive at times. I don't give out my life story, but there is subtle disrespect for sure. It's very strange and almost unnoticeable, but it's definitely there. And this is when he's quoting me from my previous video when I'm saying, having children opens up an emotional, spiritual, human dimension to which the door for me is shut. I can hear the noise behind the door, but I can never enter. And this is what he says to that. No, my dear, it is not. There is more than one way to access that door, and no matter what way you go about it, it always comes back to love. These perspectives and these stories, they just needed to be heard, and we just need to be more tolerant of each other and less judgmental. If you enjoyed this content, please like and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.